Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Good morning, the best people I know. That would be you. The answer is in you. We have to take those gifts that you have and we have to unwrap them. Today's show is going to help you do that because our guest, our repeat guest, she has a new book out, Cynthia Kalowski. She's going to be talking about lessons, getting out of the classroom and into life to be successful. And a lot of us have earned that the life lessons and graduation more outside of the classroom in the lessons of life, the School of Hard Knocks, than we have in school. So this will really be interesting, how to prosper without being at the top of the class. So if you want to have your aha moment and you want to bring a friend, tune in. You can ask your questions to Cynthia, 347-637-1318. And I just want to remind you, you can get a listing of all of our great monthly guests. Top-rated show. We're so blessed in 11 categories to be top-rated. And it's just unbelievable with 40,000 listeners what you've all done to make this show just prosper beyond anything I could have imagined or asked. So thank you for what you do. But you can go to greenskyandbluegrass.com and you can get the monthly Mind Vitamin News on the right-hand corner. And then you'll know who the guests are. And then you can always listen to them on replay or download them on iTunes to your mobile device so that while you're doing your exercise at the gym, you can recycle those Mind Vitamins. Well, let me tell you about Cynthia. For those of you who don't know her, Out of the Classroom, Lessons in Success, How to Prosper Without Being at the Top of the Class, serves up a host of aha moments that will change you forever. So how can the average student be highly successful? Can common beliefs you learn in school have a negative impact on your later success? And how does the game change once they hand you a diploma? Well, let's talk about happiness because we all want to be happy, right? The top three things that make people happy: 1, family and relationships; 2, meaningful work; 3, positive thinking. What about this statistic? Only 39% of Americans say they are very happy. Oh, my goodness. Well, that we're going to turn that around today with Cynthia as she tackles this timely topic that's of interest to all of us. And it is a privilege and pleasure to welcome back Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you back. I love what you're doing. It's always a lot of fun. You always ask these questions that create such a buzz. It's like so many people are like, that's a great question to ask. And things that we don't normally think of, you always bring to our attention. And this new book, this new bestseller you have, It really is an interesting question that we all need to ask. But I'm interested if you could just start out what listeners are going to get today, why you wanted to write this particular book, Out of the Classroom, Lessons in Success, and some of the things that listeners can expect to get in the next half hour with us.
Okay, so the book itself is about succeeding beyond academics, and the reason I actually caused me to write the book was I have a daughter, and she's never good enough for my school system locally. She's always being told that she has to take extra classes and be tutored because she's not at the top of the class. We tend to be in a very intense school system where every kid is expected to go to the Ivy League school. And so not being extremely talented in academics is basically labels you as a resource child, and I keep trying to explain to her that, you know, getting straight A's isn't everything, and that's not what's going to make you successful in life, so don't worry about it. So So that's how I actually started writing this book, about all those lessons that I've learned in life working in the business world, where I see young entrepreneurs in their 20s and 30s, like I see them after the school system. And now that I see my daughter going through the school system, I see how they became who they are and what separates out the successful ones from the non-successful ones. And I think what it comes down to is realizing that academics is just one talent. And that in order to be successful, that you have to have a package. And it's about developing all of those extra, you know, the packaging that goes around that academic talent or around whatever talent you have that really propels you into success in life.
You know, and I think that we all need to really reflect on this, because oftentimes people think that, well, the straight-A student, they're the only ones that are really going to be successful. They're going to be the ones that start up new companies. And I know that you really work a lot with entrepreneurs. And it really isn't true. And I think that there's a lot of statistics that you have that show some of the people that, you know, are really the people that have changed our lives, some of the products we use, things in everyday life. You know, a lot of those people were high school dropouts. So talk to the listeners about the theme that you want them to grasp on going beyond the academics and what they really need to grasp.
So one of the concepts that I talk about in the book is, I see this a lot with parents because I have a lot of school-age kids. And one of the things I see with parents is there is this certain, you know, type of parent who believes that academics is literally everything. And I see a lot of my daughter's friends who are told that you're not allowed to do anything else unless you get straight A's. And I think that's a bad approach to take, that you have to spend time developing those extra skills. So, you know, it's not worth the effort to get that, eke out those extra couple percentages out of your grade point average as maybe it is to learn how to debate or how to present or how to sell, you know, or how to compete, you know. And there's a lot of things that you learn in school that teachers teach you in school that, you know, when you get into the workplace, you realize, oh, that isn't true. You know, perfect example, I love this one, is like good things come to those that wait. And anybody who's in the working world knows if you wait around, you're not going to get it because there's always somebody who's going to ask or there's always somebody who's going to go out and get what they want. And so I always tell my daughter, like, good things come to those that wait, but better things come to those that ask, and the best things come to those that go out and get what they want.
Yeah, that's a good – I think that revision is definitely up to date for all of us today. And, you know, it's so true, and we really need to think about what we're thinking about. And one of the things that you talk about that I really gravitate towards, sometimes school, it sets you up for a failure in a lot of ways. And, you know, that quote that you just gave, you know, the good things come to those who wait. Well, you know what? That's not necessarily true. Talk about why sometimes buying into that stereotypical school system can sometimes actually hurt us to be successful in work and business and life.
Well, one of the reasons is if you're going to be successful at anything, okay, the first problem that you have is you have to actually define what success is to you. And every year in school, and I'm sure I did this, you did this, and my daughters do this every year in school, the teacher always asks you, what do you want to become in life? Okay, it's kind of that standard question asked every year in the classroom. And the kids always say, well, I want to become a doctor. I want to become a scientist. I want to become, you know, an actress, whatever it happens to be. The interesting thing I always found about that question is they never follow that up with the kids and say, well, how do you expect to do that? They never actually say, how are you going to plan to do that? Because if you ask, they never ask that secondary question, how are you going to get there? And if they do ask it, if a kid says, well, I'm just going to go to school, you know, that's not enough. I mean, so they're not teaching the kids to think beyond the obvious, you know, beyond that general statement that how are you going to get there? It's not that easy to become successful at anything. It's a lot of work, and not having a plan and just sitting back and waiting for somebody to tap you on the shoulder and say, okay, now it's your turn, isn't going to work.
But it's just so much to this topic. I love it. All right, go ahead. What was your next point on that?
My next point on that was, like, you know, in the school system, when you're a student in a class, the way they decide who's an A student or who is a D student is every student in the class takes exactly the same test, you know, and it's very obvious, you know, to the teacher who's the A student and who's the D student because they gave you a test. And, you know, depending on how many answers you get right or wrong depends upon where you fall in, you know, in the grade. But when you go out into the workplace, does everybody in your office get exactly the same task? And the answer is no. Everybody has a different task because now you're a team trying to accomplish one end goal, and everybody has their piece to the puzzle. But when it comes to, like, promotions in the workplace, you know, the management team has to decide who gets promoted first. Well, it's no longer this simple apple-to-apple comparison. It now becomes apple-to-oranges. You know, how do you consider Jane's work in comparison to Joe's work when what they were doing is completely different?
So what are the characteristics that are really going to help someone be successful in work and the things that we should be focusing on? I mean, I really think that the curriculum needs to be revamped, and I'm not sure we're going to solve that in our half-hour radio show but you know, there are some things that people listening, they have kids, or maybe they're in school, maybe they have someone that they know that is starting out in business, or maybe they're just starting out in business. Or there's somebody that they know that's a youth that they would like to be able to help. You know, there's a lot of people that have this need to know what you're sharing today. So what are some of the characteristics? What are some of the things that, you know, people need to be focusing on outside of the classroom to be successful? Are there certain five top characteristics that you've identified that you'd like to share?
Well, let me talk about two of them. So when I look at, you know, entrepreneurs and you say which one is successful and which one isn't successful, and you look back on them characteristically, what's different about them? And there are lots of studies out there that have shown over the decades, because I can remember these studies when I was much younger, seeing the results saying that the one common characteristic that you see among very successful people is that they played competitive sports when they were young. And I didn't really, you know, click in my mind what that meant until I saw my daughter play competitive sports. And one of the things that we don't learn in school is how to compete. We don't learn that effort isn't everything. You know, you hear things like, you know, the concept that effort brings rewards. It's not really effort that brings the rewards. It's really effort that produces the results, and it's the results that bring the rewards. But one of the things I see that distinguishes entrepreneurs is this ability to compete, this ability to understand that winning matters, that you have to achieve your goals, and that effort isn't going to get you what you want. And so I think that, you know, for a lot of parents out there, for example, having your kids in a competitive sport, or like even something like, you know, music, where they do music competitions or art competitions, having them understand that in order to compete, you have to be better than everybody else. So how are you going to win? My daughter, for example, loves art contests. And so, for example, whenever she comes to me, she goes, "Mommy, I want to win this art contest. How am I going to win?" The first thing I say to her is, "Okay, so what do you think every other kid out there is going to submit as an entry?" And she goes, "Well, I think every other kid is going to draw this and paint this." And I said, "Well, then that's not what you're going to do." And so I think that one of the things that, you know, you have to work on is how you get your child to understand true competition, where you have to really practice and work at it, and, you know, figure out, you know, what is everybody else going to do out there, and how are you going to rise above the crowd? Because success ultimately is about standing out from the crowd, right? It's not being, you know, blending in with the crowd. It's ultimately standing out from the crowd. So I think just learning how to compete and what it means to compete and what it means to handle the pressure of competition and planning how you're going to win, a little thought process on how you're going to win. It's not just effort. Other point that I was
That's say, really but, great, and I just want to pause on that. And the reason I think that is just, I mean, that's worth the price of admission to the whole show and getting the book with you. You know, getting into some sports or something that's competing. And I love your examples of it can be in art, it can be in music, it can be in, if you're on the debate team, if you like chess or checkers, I mean, it doesn't really matter. But something that, challenges you and stretches you to compete to be your best. And I think today, it seems, I don't want to be unsympathetic to the cause of being fair and reasonable, but, really when we coddle our kids or when we coddle ourselves too much to be comfortable, it really is a detriment rather than getting out there and failing or falling. I mean, everything else we learn in life, walking, you fall down a lot, you get up, you don't say the right words, you make mistakes. I think that, you've really captured the essence of what makes us successful in life is that competing and being your own kind of beautiful. Be different, not follow the crowd. And so much of what we see today, magazines, women, you got to be this way, you got to look like this, you got to do this. No, be different. It's the people that stand out that do something different that really can be successful because they've competed in an environment where they've, really had to get the best out of themselves. It's such a powerful point, Cynthia, and I love that. But you had another one of your top points that you wanted to share with people today.
Right. I mean, and I just wanted to add one thing to that. My last point is that one of the things that I hear teachers saying a lot in the school system is it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game that matters.
Mm.
And I think about it from this point of view, like if you're somebody who's in need of an attorney, are you going to hire an attorney who loses all of his cases? If you need a physician, are you going to go to a doctor who can't cure any of their patients? Winning does matter. It's not effort. It really is winning. You have to find a way to do that. But my second point was selling. This is something that when I was much younger, when I started in the workplace, for example, I hated selling. Selling just brought to my mind like your used car salesman, your huckster, your sleazy guy who's trying to, lie, just in order to get you to close the sale. And over the years in the business world, I've come to embrace selling. Because what I've realized in life is that everything is about selling. I don't care if you're looking for a job interview, you're selling yourself. If you're looking to be, chosen, if you're the child and you're looking to be chosen, for example, to be the one who presents something on the stage, class, it's about selling yourself to be the presenter. And I think that learning that skill, learning that skill of how to say why I should be the one, going up there and presenting, that concept that, yes, it's okay to toot your own horn. It's something that, kids are taught, like, don't brag. It's not bragging if you're doing it. And if you're actually, there's a choice, they have to, who's going to be chosen to do something, you do have to present yourself in the best light. And that's not bragging. That's a fact of life, and you have to learn that. You can't just sit back. You have to actually, I should do this because of this. Because look at what I've done. Look at the benefits. Look at how good I am at this. I should be the one chosen. And I think that's so important to learn. I mean, I've seen so many people in the workplace just have lackluster careers because they just won't go and sell themselves within their organizations.
Yeah. Well, we had a question from Best Ever You, and for those of you who don't know Best Ever You, that's Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, and she has a magazine and a radio show. Love her. You can join her network. I'm going to give her a little shameless plug in there. But she had a question for you, Cynthia, and it's how can you be the one, quote, unquote, without killing everyone else in your path?
You don't win at all costs, but, you know, you win by showing that, look at the talent you have, you know, look at the effort that you can put into it. You know, standing out from the crowd isn't about, like, squashing the other people. It's about doing your best. It's not about, for example, my daughter's into the sport, and, like, one of her things was, like, you know, she'll say, well, I want to beat this particular child because, you know, they're, like, right now the champion. And I'm like, no, your goal isn't to beat them. Your goal is to be the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a slight difference. It's not like winning at all costs. It's being the best that you can be. And how do you become the best that you can be? It's not necessarily that one. It's not developing that one talent. So being the best that you can be is developing that package of talents that gets you to the top.
Wow, great. All right, well, we have a patient caller on the line, 508-497, and we're going to take a question. You're on the air. Go ahead and speak with Cynthia. Thanks for calling in. 508-497. Hello, you are on the air. Okay. Well, that happens sometimes. That's okay. But we appreciate you calling in. We'll get you back on the line if you want to hit the pound one. That'll send you through to the switchboard again. You know, I just think this is a topic that we could go on for hours and hours and hours. I tell you, I think that things are so upside down as far as how we view our kids and how we view success and what it takes to be the best person that you were created to be, to share your own shine. And I think there's a great segue to your book for, you know, maybe youth or people that have had some challenges in school and still don't know exactly what their purpose is, and your expertise in working with entrepreneurs. But just in the last few minutes we have, I want to make sure we get to this, because people want to be happy. They want to create the life that they want. You know, get the book, delve into this more deeply, or they can go to your website too. Do you want to give that out right now before we forget? How can people contact you at your website?
Yes, my website is my name, so it's www.cynthiakachowski.com, and that's CYNTHIAKOCIALSKI.com.
Okay.
There's also a Facebook,
right?
Facebook page. It's Out of the Classroom, Lessons in Success, the same title as the book.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people have questions and want to contribute to this because it affects all of us. So let's talk about getting to the results here in this segment of the show. How do I create the life I want? You know, people are asking that. There's a lot of changes going on in the world, a lot of changes in our youth, a lot of changes in our society. I know I work with youth, and it's just amazing. I mean, the way that people grow up today versus, you know, me, and I'm in my later 40s, it's just completely different. So how do you create the life you want, knowing the things that you've shared with us today?
I would think, you know, one of the things that you have to do when you want to create your own life is you really have to think about what it is that you want to do. I mean, it's like a part of it is define. You can't get to success unless you define what success means to you personally. And one of the things that I think you have to do is find out what it is you want. And part of the problem, I think, with a lot of problems is the school system has this thing about, like, you have to find something within the school system, you know, to actually you want to do. And that's not true. I mean, not everybody's cup of tea is school. And even if you like school, that doesn't mean you want to do it. And so I think you have to be willing to try different things. And that's, like, your first thing, find what it is that you really want to do, and then you have to start thinking about how do you come up with a plan in order to actually develop that skills. And some of the things, you know, you want to do is you want to find people who already are these people. I mean, who is it that you would like to be like? And honestly, most people out there are willing to help you. And I will give you a perfect example of this. When much younger in my career, I had this there was this young man who entered the organization, and his career wasn't moving as fast as he wanted it to move. And he literally went to this executive-level manager and said to him, I want your job in 15 years. How do I get it? Literally walked and they made an appointment with the second man and literally said, how do I get your job? And he goes, this is what I want to do. And the man sat down, you know, and spent like a half an hour talking to him and said, look, hey, you know, this is my career. This is how I got here. This is what you need to do. And I think if you find out what it is you want to do, if you want to be an artist or if you want to be a musician or if you want to be a scientist, really find those people who are already there and ask them. And people are more than willing to answer questions, and particularly to young kids. You know, they're more than willing to sit down and say to you, this is how I got to where I am. This is what I have to do. And this is, you know, this is what I think you should do. Because they're more than willing to tell you about all those things that they did that they shouldn't have done because then they wish they had known beforehand. That's very easy to do.
You know, I just wanted to pause because, I think this is another gold nugget in the show. Really, mentorship. And it's too bad that the schools don't have a system set up where you actually have a mentor to work with you in a way that does exactly what you're describing. You know, in college, we have those shadow programs, those internships to help us do that. And I think what you're proposing takes it from the competitive to the collaboration, and that's one of the questions we have from Best Ever You that I want to get to. But, you know, there's another, we had her on as a guest, I can't actually remember, a couple weeks ago, Brenna Smith, and she's in charge of the She Now organization, and She Now is all about younger women. We'll have to get you on that show, Cynthia. Younger women and finding older women, it's a women's organization, to help the younger woman. And it's all about mentorship and how we can help each other with those lessons. And your example of that person saying, I want your job, how do I get there? In a positive way, saying, you know, I want to be the best person I can be. I'm looking up to you. And that person who's already done it, helping, I mean, that is where really the jewel is. And Best Ever You is asking, so how can people collaborate for everyone's benefit instead of the me, you syndrome, which I think is affecting a lot of younger people in our generation and older people alike?
I think you have to get beyond that. I think you have to, you know, there are a lot of people who are about me, you, but I think you have to step back away from that as a parent and say to your child, it's not about you, it's about you becoming the best person. So what do we have to do? What team do we have to assemble? You know, and I refer to a team as like your mentors or like, you know, teachers. I mean, the whole group of people around you that we need to assemble in order to get you where you want to go. I mean, that's the way I look at my daughter. It's like, you know, you want to do this in life, so who do I need to have, you know, to talk to you or to mentor with you or what lessons do I need to get you there? And it's only the parent who can do that, I tell you that, because really, you know, my daughter's like 10, and, you know, she does not have the capability of doing that. I mean, she just doesn't. She doesn't have the capability of seeing, okay, well, you know, if you want to do this, you need to learn this and you need to learn that. Probably one of the things I'd like to say on before we leave on the school system is that I don't really have any problems with the school system. I think the problem is people's perception with it. I think the school system's purpose in life is to pass on knowledge to the next generation. And I think it does that very well. Okay. I think the problem is that the perception out there is the school system is everything. It's not only passing on knowledge, it's supposed to be the big guidance center. And I think that's where the break is. I think you have to realize it passes on knowledge, but then you have to add those extra pieces around it.
Wow. And that, you know, and that really is, unfortunately, I do think a lot of people expect the school system to even raise their children, Cynthia. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to teach them morals and values and all of these things in addition to the book knowledge. And that's just where, you know, the line is broken. And I think the questions that you ask lead to answers that we need. And I love the way you look at this, you address the issues, they affect all of us. Everybody wants to be happy, everybody wants to be successful, but then beyond there, we don't ask these questions and we don't consider, okay, Well, first of all, I got to just start out with defining success. And then I have to look at what these components are intended to do and where I need to go and who I need to find in my life that I resonate with, and find that particular mentor and then take that knowledge, you know, and translate it. I mean, you really have this 3D view of things, and it makes a difference. And I think your examples are great. I love that one about the guy saying, you know, what do I have to do to get your job? I think that's great. But then having that person say, I can't wait to share my knowledge. Most people want to share what they know.
Absolutely. Most people are very helpful. You know, they are extremely helpful, and it's actually complimentary. People, you know, it's an ego boost. Somebody says to you, like, you know, I want to be you in the future. How do I get there? You know, that's an ego boost to the person who's being asked. You know, that's a compliment to them, you know.
Great. All right. Well, we're out of time, but people can get your book. People can contact you. People can find you. Tell us again where people can find you.
You can find me on my website, which is my name, and so it's CYNTHIAKOCIALSKI, or I have a Facebook page for this book, which is just Out of the Classroom, Lessons in Success.
That's great. That's great. And I have a feeling Best Every You is going to be calling you to have a further discussion about this on her radio show, because she's big into parenting. She's a best-selling children's author, and she has a lot of questions in here, which unfortunately we're out of time. But this has been a great show, and if you've enjoyed it as much as I know you have, you'll want to share this with a friend. You can download it. You can keep us going and growing. At 40,000 listeners, I am very humbled and very grateful to you. But if you don't go out there and share this show, I cannot bring you these great guests like Cynthia. So do all of us a favor, because we do help each other, and share this link with someone. Give someone the information that Cynthia shared with you to them. Visit the Facebook page. You can rate us on iTunes. Always love to read what you have to say there. And remember, in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, to be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. Thank you for joining us, and God bless.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.